The jungle, dark, mysterious, and a hunting ground for scientists and pharmaceutical companies searching for a cure for all that ails humankind. In recent years, many of the same scientists have been accused of plundering the biological resources of developing nations as they search for a pharmaceutical pot of gold. But a team of experts from Zurich's Federal Institute of Technology have chosen to take another tack in Costa Rica, one of Central America's most biologically diverse and technologically advanced nations. The country, which is slightly bigger than Switzerland, counts an estimated 4% of all the planet's species. Instead of simply heading to Costa Rica and prospecting for specimens there, the university is teaming up with a non-governmental organization, the National Institute for Biodiversity, INBIO. In their Zurich laboratories, the Swiss researchers hope to find new cures and drugs by screening natural compounds selected by the Costa Ricans for pharmaceutical properties. But what makes the project novel is that the Federal Institute also wants to bridge the technology divide between Switzerland and the Central American nation. Gerd Volkers is one of the project leaders.
It's like having a complicated tool and being not able to use it. So you need support. If you have a plant that probably can cure cancer, but you don't know how to find it out, then the plant is of no use for your country and the plant is of no use for mankind. So you have to team up with a partner that has developed all the technologies to find out what this plant really can. Only isolating the molecule is only the half of the story.
The agreement is not just about a technology transfer, though, with the Zurich Institute reaping all the benefits from the Costa Ricans' earlier work. Thanks to the virtual laboratory set up by the Swiss, the aim is to establish a true partnership on both sides of the Atlantic.
At the moment where we have results, we meet in the virtual space and start discussing the results. So, we start at the same level of knowledge, that is important. We do not do the analysis and then phone them and say, oh, we found a nice molecule. We do it together. And then we collaboratively detect the new molecule.
The search for biological specimens in developing nations by teams of scientists from around the world has often been criticized by non-governmental organizations, including Switzerland's Bern Declaration. This time, though, it's far more positive about the partnership deal between the Federal Institute of Technology, or ETH as it's often called, and the Costa Ricans. Bernard Herold of the Bern Declaration.
The ETH has been in contact with us for quite a while on the project and asked our advice on it, and they've been very careful in closely following the procedures laid down in the Convention on Biological Diversity, and I think they are very conscious of the importance of following the rules correctly.
Should any major discovery be made within the framework of the partnership, the Swiss and the Costa Ricans say they're prepared to share the scientific and financial benefits. And just in case there are any legal doubts about this in the future, an agreement will be drawn up guaranteeing that both parties will benefit equally from the fruits of future research deep in the Costa Rican jungle.